Well, welcome, Morning Star Travelers. I just had a word from the Lord this morning, and I wanted to just get it out as soon as I could while it's fresh on me. It's part two of the USA Harlot Church. So I was just reading this morning, and the Lord gave me a word to read in it's 2 Kings chapter 5 about Elisha the prophet and his relationship with his servant, Gehazi. I don't know if I'm saying his name right. But in order for you to grasp this word, you'd have to read that message. So that's 2 Kings chapter 5. So the word of the Lord to the harlot church is stop prostituting the gospel. That's what this is about. So judgment begins at the house of God, and that's 1 Peter 4:17, where it says, the time comes that judgment must begin at the house of God. If it first began with us, what shall the end of them that obey not the gospel of God? That's a question Peter's asking. Like, what are the repercussions if judgment is coming on the church, and what's going to happen to those who are not obeying the gospel? So the judgment is coming on the Harlot USA church that has the seed, that has become the seed of Gehazi. So, Elisha is a type of a real man of God, while his servant Gehazi is an example of the harlot, the USA church. So, that is prostituting the gospel. So, the church has become Gehazi, beggars seeking gifts. They cheapen the gospel, and they all act like prodigal sons, not sons of God. They are harlots prostituting the gifts for gain. So in 2 Kings chapter 5, 27, that's the last verse in that chapter. If you read that chapter, it says, the leprosy therefore of Naaman shall cleave unto thee and thy seed forever. And he went out from his presence, the presence of Elijah, a leper white as snow. So this was a word that Elijah pronounced on his servant Gehazi after he went a-whoring after Naaman to get gifts. The leprosy that came on Gehazi is coming on those who are his offspring, his seed. His seed is the seed of a beggar wanting to get a gift instead of giving. Wanting to get instead of give. If you are dragging the gospel and the gifts of the Spirit down to the level of begging for gain, then you are going to be judged as the seed of Gehazi. You have become lepers. The judgment has begun. The beggars will be cast out. I am cleansing my body to reflect my character. My sons are not beggars. And I will post this text on the website with the cross references, with the study notes that Jesus said in Matthew 10:8, heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those who have leprosy, and drive out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. The cross references are Acts 3:6, when Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Acts 8:20 is the next cross reference, where Peter also said, thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. Then there's Jesus, who cast out those who sold merchandise in the temple and overthrew the money changers. Matthew 21:13, and he said, "It is written, my house shall be called the house of prayer. You have made it a den of thieves." Jesus got rid of the money grabbers selling merchandise in the church. What would he say today about selling the gospel for gain? The word of the Lord to the Harlot USA Church: stop prostituting my gospel. So that's the word for today, friends. Read 2 Kings chapter 5. And the last word on spiritual gain, which is the hidden manna, Revelations 2:17. He who has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. To those who conquer, I will give hidden manna, not earthly manna, hidden manna. And I will give him a white stone with a new name, and on that stone there's a name no one knows except who receives it. So God bless you, Morningstar travelers. If you need prayer, call the prayer line. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.